Russia's foreign minister has defended his country's war in Ukraine, repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor and other Western nations. In a speech to the United Nations General Assembly and in a press conference afterwards, Sergei Lavrov dismissed what he described as hysteria over the referendums taking place in the regions of Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia.
Сейчас Запад закатил истерику из-за проходящих в Лаосской.
The West responded with hysteria to referendums underway in Luhansk, Donetsk, Kharkiv, and Zaporizhia regions of Ukraine. But people who live there essentially only react to what they were recommended by the head of the Kyiv regime, Zelensky, in his interview from August last year. His advice then to anybody who felt Russian was to go to Russia for the sake of their children and grandchildren.
The foreign minister blamed Kyiv and its allies for the referendums.
The inability of Western countries to negotiate and the continued war by the Kyiv regime against their own people left us with no choice but to recognize the independence of the Luhansk and Donetsk People's Republics and start the special military operation aiming to protect Russian and other Donbas residents and to eliminate the threats against our security, which NATO has been consistently creating in Ukraine.
На территории Украины.
But Western leaders such as U.S. President Joe Biden argue that they are a sham and are a step towards illegal annexation, warning the results won't be internationally recognized. At the United Nations General Assembly in New York, Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong criticized Russia for its invasion of its neighbor to the West.
We don't want to see any one country dominating or any country being dominated. We cannot accept a situation where large countries determine the fate of smaller countries. That is why Russia's illegal, immoral invasion of Ukraine cannot be normalized and it cannot be minimized. Russia's attack on Ukraine is an attack on all smaller countries. It is an assertion that a larger country is entitled to subjugate a smaller neighbor, to decide whether another country can even exist.
Ms. Wong is calling on China to exert influence over Russia to end the war in Ukraine. But China's support for Russia appears to be slipping after Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for renewed efforts to achieve a peaceful resolution in the war in Ukraine. 6 months ago, China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin declared a no-limits relationship. Addressing the United Nations General Assembly, Wang Yi says his country now supports all efforts to reach a peaceful resolution to the Ukraine crisis, claiming it's no time for war.
China supports all efforts conducive to the peaceful resolution of the Ukraine crisis. The pressing priority is to facilitate talks for peace. The fundamental solution is to address the legitimate security concerns of all parties and build a balanced, effective, and sustainable security architecture. We call on all parties concerned to keep the crisis from spilling over and to protect the legitimate rights and interests of developing countries.
This comes as human rights groups claim 788 people across 32 different cities have been arrested at anti-war demonstrations across Russia in the past day. Widespread demonstrations have broken out in Russia and some cities around the world since President Vladimir Putin announced plans to draft 300,000 men to fight in Ukraine. Ilya Antonov, who's a Russian activist, took part in one protest in Turkey. He says Russians are fleeing to Istanbul.
We expect a lot of people here in Istanbul, and also we expect some activists from Russia who would come to our protests to support Ukraine, to finish this war, to win this war for Ukraine, and to destroy Putin's regime.
Russian activist and teacher Stanislav Poklonsky says Russians are fleeing because they do not want to die fighting for Vladimir Putin.
The mobilization itself is a crime against the Russian people, against Ukrainian people. Russian people in general do not support it, and they do not want to die for the dictator's will, etc. And right now, people who are trying to leave Russia. In general, as I can see it, there is not a lot of opposition people like it was in the beginning of spring. Right now, people are literally running for their lives.
Russia's defense ministry has shared videos of reservists joining the mobilization effort of men arriving at a recruitment office and receiving uniforms and rifles. President Putin has approved harsh new punishments for those accused of dereliction of duty once drafted, signing new measures into law which impose a sentence of up to 10 years in prison for anyone refusing to fight. Meanwhile, one person has been killed and several others injured in a Russian strike that hit an apartment building in Zaporizhia. Russia also struck other areas in Ukraine, damaging residential buildings and civilian infrastructure. Local resident Mykola Boshelev says he moved to escape such dangerous shelling only to be confronted with the threat again.
It's been around 2 weeks since I moved from Kramatorsk. There was constant shelling. My home is ruined. You understand where Kramatorsk is and what its role is in the east of Ukraine. We moved here. My daughter works here. I live at my friend's. Everything was quiet and normal. And here you go.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.